What is happening right now at the border between Poland and Belarus is a humanitarian catastrophe. People looking for their future in Europe are used as a pawn in the conflict between different political interests. Instead of being allowed to apply for asylum in a European country of their choice, many are stuck in front of fortified borders. Any attempt to cross these is met with military violence. People come to Belarus from Iraq, Syria, and many more countries, hoping for a life without violence and poverty. In Belarus, they are driven to the Polish border. The TASS reports that according to the Grupa Garcia, the biggest aid agency on the Polish side, refugees in Belarus are pressurized to use violence against the Polish military. When they arrive at the Polish border, the Polish military forces them back, so the refugees have nowhere to go, neither Poland nor Belarus. People looking for shelter are asked to cross the border by one country and hindered in crossing it by another in a calculated political maneuver. In European media, there is a lot of talk about hybrid war and necessary sanctions. Meanwhile, we forget that in the center of this conflict, there are human lives at stake. There is not enough information available about the situation because doctors, NGOs, lawyers, and journalists are not allowed to go to the border. A humanitarian catastrophe shielded from independent reporters is very inviting for anyone who plans on breaking human rights. This is what's happening every day at this border. Refugees are at the will of armed forces. For them, it doesn't matter if these forces are from Belarus or Poland. But even without the reported violence, refugees are forced to endure colder and colder temperatures. The danger of freezing to death is increasing day by day. There are already dozens of deaths caused by cold, hunger, and exhaustion. Considering this dire situation, it is a shame that the federal government doesn't act in the name of humanity and doesn't welcome these people unbureaucratically. What happens instead? Germany and the EU rearm themselves. Again, it's what happened in the Mediterranean Sea, in Greece, and in the Balkan states. There is no learning process to see, no open arms, only barbed wire, military gestures, and violence against refugees. Some of German politicians' statements on this issue are full of cynicism, historical oblivion, and ignorance. Especially the representatives of a political party that sees itself as very Christian stick out. When the Saxonian Prime Minister says that we need fences and walls to react to this crisis, the Christian coating of the conservative club called CDU shows itself for what it really is: hypocrisies. It is also hypocritical of Germany to always delegate the responsibility to other countries. No matter how awful we find the dictators like the Belarusian potentate Lukashenko, we should not ignore the EU's and especially Germany's role in this conflict. Instead of offering help, the EU Commission now wants to employ frantic squads to guard the Polish border. As if this violent troop were not already responsible for enough suffering. Speaking of violence, a lot of publishing houses in Germany just copy without question the Polish authorities' framing. When refugees cross borders, it is always depicted as a violent act. How surprising that people who are confronted with barbed wire and soldiers are not the friendliest and kindest. In fact, when the media talk about violent border crossings, they reverse the bully and the victim, thus concealing the violence that people who are looking for shelter have to endure when they are left to themselves without food or medical assistance in freezing temperatures. Those who ask for walls fall into Lukashenko's trap and support his political calculation. The European Union, with its much talked about values, shows its true face. If the EU wants to see itself as a union of human rights, it should welcome people in need of help instead of letting them freeze to death at its borders. This is why we asked the negotiating parties in Berlin to finally turn the green light on. Green stands for entry.